Welcome to the Williams Neekin Y.B. Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning. Is that Steve?
It is.
Oh, how are things going down there?
Busy.
Well, I guess that's good. Is that good?
Yeah, I think so. I'm getting a lot of stuff done from the past that needed to be done, so that's exciting. My daughter was able to give Carol a massage, and it relieved her, so she's feeling about 3,000% better. So.
Oh, good.
That's exciting to see her actually being able to walk and move and not hurt. So sweet.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, so anyway, talk later.
Okay, thank you.
What are you doing a week from this Saturday?
That would be the 17th. We have power training. Why?
Oh, well, never mind.
What are you doing a week from Saturday?
I wanted you to come over and see this program that we're putting together.
On the Constitution?
No, actually it's the women's celebration for the, their 160th anniversary.
Oh.
But anyway, I kind of figured you would be busy, but I thought, well, nothing like asking.
Dennis is going to Yakima.
You see?
Mm-hmm. I gotta get that on a email. And, then up to Wenatchee.
Wow.
So that's good. This Saturday we have a primary activity, which I run the primary activity. We're going to visit the restoration of the church.
Are you really?
Yeah. Last year we went to visit the lambs of the Old Testament, and then we went to visit the lambs of the New Testament and the Book of Mormon. And now this time we're going for the restoration.
That is so good. Boy, you ought to see some of the things that, Cynthia and David have just been released from primary, but boy, they were good in there for...
I bet they were. I remember you telling me some of the things. Good morning, somebody. Who's not on the WebEx? Can you hear the chimes come in when they come in, Karen?
Yeah.
Are you on the host code?
I don't.
If you don't have it, I need to send it to you because I like you to be active all the time. If we ever had to mute or anything, you help. I think this program very, very much. I just like kind of holding everybody together and putting in the things that are teaching some things that are needing to be taught. But then you always give this personal touch to make them really meaningful, and I appreciate it so much.
I worry sometimes if I talk too much. I gotta tell you something.
You do great. Keep it up.
What?
You do great. Keep it up.
What was that? Did somebody?
Steve said, "You do great. Keep it up." I think that was Steve.
Well, I gotta tell you, last night I fixed this cod with chopped almonds.
Uh-huh.
And I told my family, I said, recipe that Ruth Williams gave us on the call. And anyway, I fixed it, and Ellie wasn't sure she wanted it, and Sue and Asa, they'll eat anything. Well, Chet, he wasn't real sure either, but when he ate it, he said, oh, he said, this is the best dinner I have ever had. And he went on and on about it. And a little bit later, he says, Grandma, he says, when you're on that call, you've got to tell Ruth Williams that I really liked her cod recipe.
Tell him thanks.
Yeah.
Now someone else was trying to comment to Karen about her effectiveness at the same time as Steve was trying to talk, and I wanted to see who that was and what you had to say.
Now, Cynthia, I don't understand what you're saying.
Someone else was trying to tell you about, was trying to say something a while ago at the same time as Steve. And so if you're trying to say it again, you're muted. And so, because I can't hear him now. Somebody, we have quite a few people on the phone that are not on the screen. Times are so long. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a good time to have a chat.
Okay.
Nancy in Houston.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Who else do we have with us? Where are you calling from?
You have Chaya from New York. It's my first time calling in.
Oh, good morning, Chaya. Glad to have you clear from New York.
Yes, I haven't read any of the materials, but I thought I should be on the call anywho.
Well, this is a good day to begin because Monty kind of gives a wrap-up of our week and then adds some more things that are very interesting as well. And are you able to get onto the WebEx?
I got a link, but I'm not so great at doing that.
If you just want to go to Karen or any of the rest of you, did you go to YB Hurton? Dennis said something about that didn't work. That link didn't work. Did anyone go on to YB Hurton and then click to get into the WebEx this morning?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It worked? Okay, good. So, Chaya, if you go to our ybhurton.com or .biz, either one that you might have, and choose the last item as when that opens up in a column of on a list of
okay,
things.
So YB Hurton spelled as in A. How do you spell, how you do the last word?
The letter Y, the letter B as in boy.
Oh, really?
Hurt.
I'm spelling it all, okay. Y, B.
Mm-hmm. And then Hurt, H-U-R-T. And then just the letter N as in NECAN.
Okay.
.com. So www, I guess. And then
I did
not YBHurton.com.
Did not do the www. Okay.
Maybe you don't have to, Dan. Yeah. Tell me I don't have to.
I don't know. You know, internet.
Just write that into the address window.
Okay. Did you mean www.ybhurton.com? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I get on the site and...
Click on the last item. It says something about WebEx.
On a page that says natural request reflection.
Yes, that's our website.
Okay.
Look at the last item
WebEx.
And click on it.
Okay.
Click on that.
Here you go.
Okay. I never do this. Okay, you guys, I probably need help. I never go in this way. And so then does join pop up? You pick the help style.
No.
And
I have
and
pressed.
Join.
Oh, it says which language you want to use. Okay, so we're going to use English today. Wow, but it doesn't let you click on it.
Yeah, I don't think we have to click. It's English unless you pick something else, I guess. And then do you style, and then the word join, you click on the word join.
No, mine. You know what? I don't want to hold everybody up. Just, you know, go ahead.
Okay, well, let me tell you the password. It's the only other thing. You do not need a meeting number, and then you can continue working on it while you're listening. But you do
okay.
need the password, and that is the numeral
no,
4.
Hold on a second. It opened up to something called preferences. You may be using a different language or time zone from the setting of this WebEx. Current regional preferences, San Francisco Pacific time. And then the language is English, and the location is U.S. It's fine. So, okay, I'm going to say do not show again. Right? Is that
I'm
what
not
I do?
Sure. Mary Lou, are
or
you
I
on here?
Say yes.
we are at Pacific Standard Time, but you are not. So I'm not sure what you're supposed to say there.
Okay.
Hiya is from New York. Okay, so...
All right, now...
But you need to put your name in and then put New York, NY for New York, and then...
Enter the meeting then, number.
We don't need the meeting number.
You don't need it?
No.
Okay.
So just go to the next.
And so I just press join?
No,
yes.
She'll click on the 7 o'clock meeting. You just click on that.
Okay. All right. Oh, now I put in my name.
Yeah.
Right. And I need to tell you the password. You need that.
Okay, just
and that. So I need to let Monty go ahead and start the meeting.
Okay. Just give me the password.
And the password is the numeral 4. And then the word success, which is a capital S, the only letter that is capitalized.
The numeral
is the
4,
S.
Which means a V and an I in front of it?
No, no.
It's 4. 4
is a 4. Yes, with a capital S on success.
Capital S. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Write all that down so you can do it every day. Okay,
but
I'd like to do Monty Beads is from Olympia, Washington, and he is a gold distributor, and we enjoy his day every time. So here's Monty. Monty.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Wonderful, beautiful Friday here in the state of Washington for most of us. I don't see any clouds. All I see is sunshine. And that's exciting for us around here. Well, we can see that. I was fortunate enough yesterday to have somebody come in and take down all the trees and get rid of all the stuff that over our freeze we had a few weeks ago. And that's kind of exciting for me to see the yard back in the shape that it needs to be and all the limbs and trees that had fallen all cleaned up. So I'm excited about being here this morning. I'd like to welcome the new callers on the call. And just like Ruth had said, is that these calls are being recorded. You can go to All's Well, that's A-L-L-S-W-E-L-L-S, .org. And if you miss a meeting or want to go back over a particular something that might have been said that you want to better understand or hear about, you can always go back, or you can also send people to that particular site and re-listen to the call for that particular day. On Fridays, one of the things we do is we kind of repeat, or I kind of go over some of the things that happened last week, and I do want to say this because I got something really on my heart that I want to get into today, and that is that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays is and Fridays is that a lot of good things were said last week. And unfortunately, one of the bad problems of that for me is I try to take notes, and sometimes I get pretty much either involved mentally or speaking up or listening intently, and I sometimes don't write down things that I need to do, and then I don't get time to get into the calls on All Is Well to listen to what was said. And last week was one of them. So, Ruth, I need your assistance on Monday. Is there one thing that you would like to say that happened on Monday that you'd like to just kind of put a headline on?
Actually, I don't remember what I said.
Well, I know one of the things, I don't know if it was Monday or not, but I'll tell you what I'm having right now is that... As you all know, I'm a diabetic, and I really had some remarkable results on this new way of eating. And I woke up this morning, and my blood sugars were pretty low, so when your blood sugars get low, sometimes you get a little confused and a little frustrated. So I've been having some fruit here this morning just before the call to try to get my blood sugars up a little, so just kind of bear with me. And that is not a negative. I mean, somebody might look at that as a negative, but to me that's a positive because, again, my sugars being low, and that is, again, is that even though I took my sugars test last night, and I still I still take some insulin, that my body is reacting better to the insulin than what it has in the past, so I'm going through what they call a readjustment phase in regards to my blood sugars. And for those of you that have been on the call, you all know that sugars and foods and things we put into our body, how our body responds almost pretty much instantly from the time it hits our stomach or hits our mouth to the food that we put in it, and particularly when it has to do with sugar content. Well, I'm right now fighting a little bit of that, so it's going to take a little bit for me to get it back up there. But anyhow, Martha Sue talked on Terrific Tuesday and also a Transparent Tuesday. And one thing was I thought was very important on the call on Tuesday is that a few people spoke up in regards to the things that they are being transparent about in regards to the program or weight loss or health situations or whatever. And I thought that was a very, very important call on Tuesday. And those transparent things are very, very important. And not necessarily to ourselves, but any time through a support group like what we have here this morning, and we have, you know, Monday through Friday, and that is the simple fact that the support group is here not just to hear necessarily all the great and good things that are going on, but allowing us as individuals to be transparent. Because, you know, when we talk about certain things, sometimes we kind of get it off our chest. It's almost like releasing guilt sometimes, that we know maybe we're not doing certain things that we should be doing or can be doing. But when we can become transparent and kind of let that, get that out, that's very, very important. On Wednesday, Mary Helen usually does the calls, but she has to have left because of a mother situation. I guess she's taking care of her mother. But Mary Lou Reardon from Arizona took over the call, and we'll be doing the calls every Wednesday now. And she talked about something that I think was very important to all of us, and that was commitment. In other words, what do you want when you get on this call? Or I guess it could be any particular thing, whether it's be building an Eakin business or whatever it is you want. You know, what do you want? What do you really want out of this particular program or this call every morning? And I'm going to give you my email address. And Ruth, I hope this is okay. But if there's any of you out there that want to hear about the particular subject or know a little bit more about it or something, or maybe you feel that you'd like to discuss on the call, please feel free to email me at mdeeds, that's M-D-E-E-D-S, like deeds to a property, at comcast.net. And if you have a suggestion or an idea, please feel free to send it to me, because I think it's very important for all of us, and for those of you that maybe aren't on the WebEx or but are just on the phone, or maybe don't speak up, if there's something maybe you'd like to know, or maybe a subject that you'd like to have covered, please let me know, and I'll certainly get with Ruth, and we'll discuss it and go from there. Also,
excuse me, Monty.
Yes.
Monty, and right along with that, I remembered what I had on Monday, and I did. And we talked about what do you want to get from the call on Monday, and everybody shared. And I have the different points of the different people that said what they wanted to get. Like Monty said, he wanted to be healthy until he dies, and stay healthy. And Karen had three points. And anyway, that is what we talked about. I had everybody talking on Monday. And I knew that Mary Lee was coming up with talking about a commitment on Wednesday, and so that kind of put those two calls, kind of tied them together. So,
and I think that's what, you know, Ruth, I think that's very important that people do speak up. Not that they have to, that's not the point. The point is to be here for knowledge and information and getting something, or maybe hearing something that'll help you, that one little uh-huh type thing that'll help you through the week. So thank you for thanks for speaking up about that.
Monty?
Yes, Steve.
That was mdeeds at comcast.net or .com?
.net.
Thank you. Sorry. Oh, and also, it's allworld.org. No S on the end of the Wells. It's just Alls, Alls.org. You had an extra S in there.
I'm sorry. I've got your bookmarked in my favorite, so I don't have to go to the site. Wonderful.
And then you just go down to the resources area in the sort of the middle of the page and click on the help call.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that.
Sorry to interrupt you. Have a great day.
No, that's what we're here for. That's what this half hour is for getting information out. And anytime if I put out wrong information, I'd like to know about it. And we need to get it corrected because it's very important. The other thing that Mary Lou talked about is what price are we willing to pay? And then the whole idea is once you determine what that is, whether it be time, you know, alkaline, eating more alkaline than acidic, just doing the things that you want, why you want it, and then doing the things that it takes. But the other thing that I think that Mary Lou said was very important, and that you better pay it. Pay it. In other words, do it. Get it done. Whatever that is for that particular goal or day or a recipe or eating the alkaline acidic the way that we're talking about, eating, getting away from more meats, red meats, and that kind of stuff, understanding more what that does to our body. And the idea of the call, I think, that Mary wrapped it up, and that was basically commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. And then on Friday, Thursday, Ruth talks about tips for success. She had a new slide that was up, and that was very, very informative. And I guess I'm just getting, these calls are so important to me, particularly every day, and knowing that I can start my day in a positive way by listening to things that can better help me in my particular struggles that I have, and that my goal, like Ruth said, is to just to be as healthy as I can possibly be till the day that I pass away. And I've like I said on Monday, when you're around, I guess what kind of hit me about that was the other day I went to my foot doctor and I saw a young lady probably, in her late 80s or maybe early 90s and all stooped over from osteoporosis. And I know that because she was bent over and she couldn't even lift her head up. And with some certain things that have happened personally in my life here recently, is that I think that's a goal for all of us. We don't want to have to, in our later years, be so bound up with disease and sickness and illnesses and be a burden upon, I shouldn't say burden, but be that other people have to care for us. I think that mentally is something that we all struggle with. We don't want that. I don't think there's anybody on this call that wants to go to a nursing home to know that they're going to have to spend possibly a year or 6 months or whatever in a nursing home. So I guess that's one of the things I get excited about this program is that the things that I hear from all of you out there and the things you're doing and your transparency that you have are their struggles that I fight with too, and it's real important. Today I'd like to get off this subject, I guess, and that's get into a little bit of the book that Kathy Abascal is called To Quiet Inflammation for basically health and weight loss. And that's the other thing I hope people understand is that you could be the healthiest person in NECAN as far as I'm concerned, but you need to be on this call. In other words, this call just isn't for the purpose of losing weight. It's for the purpose of having better health. And if you could just get one little thing every week out of this that would help you or help a spouse or a grandchild or a friend, a neighbor, somebody that maybe you could just give a little bit of information to, whether they take it or not, that's not the point, but better and understand it. You know, we have a lot of things running around in our, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about our ecosystem this morning. And it starts on page 74, if you have the Abascal book. But we have these little things running around our guts, and we not only have a few of them, we got anywhere from 10 to 100 trillion microbes that run around in our bodies. And those microbes are there for the purpose to help us digest our food, do certain things to it to help the nutrients that we get from the food into our body and make sure that it travels down through the intestines and colon, where our body can absorb those particular things. some of those microbes are friends, and some of them are foes. And I think maybe, probably in all of our lives, most of us probably have had to, we went out to eat something and got a little bad food or whatever, and we got what we considered to be food poisoning, and the first thing that happened to us, we become nauseated and vomiting and do all that kind of stuff. But the amazing thing, the purpose for that is that our body is reacting to those bad situations that are in our body, and those microbes in our body are the bad ones, are upsetting our system. So the reason we feel nauseated and get sick and maybe get diarrhea, and that is that's the way that our body flushes all those bad things and toxins and everything else that has come into our body out. And that's, like I say, different microbes specialize in metabolizing certain nutrients, such as there's certain microbes that go after the sugar and the fiber and the fat that we eat. And those strains best able to quickly consume food that we eat. In other words, if we didn't have these things in our bodies and we ate the food and it just went down there and did nothing, and these microbes didn't do their job for us, that we would be in a pretty tight situation before too long, and I think most of you know what I mean. But microbes are not long-lived, so the consumption of the intestinal ecosystem certainly changes as our foods and our digestion changes. And that's one of the things that I think that I've really noticed, is that these microbes, basically, what we're doing is we're feeding them. Every time we put food in our mouth, we're feeding those microbes, and we want as many good microbes in our body that we possibly can. So that's why when we eat alkaline type whole plant foods, we get away from the meats that have different microbes that digest that, compared to, say, like a banana or a whole plant food, lettuce, you know, all the good greens that we eat. And that's very important. And our immune system tracks our microbes. And to get an idea of how quickly the immune system responds to the change in flora, that's when I talked about the food poisoning situation and how we get our muscles ache and we get headaches. But we got to get rid of that stuff. The beneficial microbes also break down food compounds that we cannot digest on our own. Now, we all have hydrochloric acid in our body, and that's what those microbes do. They get in there and they start chewing on that stuff and basically get rid of it. The other beneficial strains produce compounds that shift the pH of our intestinal tract. Now, we've talked about pH being alkaline or being acidic. So even though we take a product that is very acidic in our bodies, a food, when it does get to the intestinal tract, basically the body tries to turn that as much alkaline as it possibly can. So that's why if we eat a lot of acid-type foods compared to alkaline, our bodies and those microbes basically turn that to help us absorb, to get more alkaline, because it's important to absorb in our minerals, calcium, magnesium, iron, etc., all that sort of stuff. So also, the beneficial strains produce a form of vitamin K that serve important functions in our body. Now, vitamin K is basically necessary for circulatory, heart health, and bone health. Too little vitamin K manifests as bleeding and bruising and may lead to liver or gallbladder disease. So those microbes down in there are doing, it's amazing, when our Creator made this body, the things that the body does to keep us alive and even though we're trying to, like me in so many cases in my life, have pretty much tried to destroy my body, that my body is sitting there fighting those things that I've been doing bad to my body to try to make my body better. And being the fool that I was and the foods that I was eating and doing the things that I was doing, I'm so glad for the microbes. I'm so glad for my body. And our immune system remains calm and does not set in motion an inflammatory response when the beneficial microbes are dominant in our intestinal tract, because we need these microbes to stay healthy. And you know, Ruth has talked so much, and we all so much now, I think, understand inflammation in our body and what inflammation does
and how bad it is for our body and the things that we do to it. It's just like, you know, Mary Lou talked the other day about she went out for a walk and she fell. Well, the body, being the way that it is, it immediately went acid. And I was reading this recently in a book, and it talked about how certain traumas to our body, that when we have certain things, like a sprained ankle, we slip and we fall, like Mary Lou had talked about, that how our, it's such an upset to our body that our body goes acid. And one thing I've learned now is that as we eat better alkaline-type foods and we have more alkaline stored up in our body to fight those particular traumas that we have, is that we're beneficial. And the other thing I've also learned, that now that I know that, boy, if I know that something happens to me and I get a little discomfort or whatever, I need to make sure that what I'm going to put in my body is as much alkaline food as I possibly can to allow that body to get back to where it needs to be in that alkaline-acidic balance. And we need an alkaline-acidic balance. We can't be totally acid, and we can't be totally alkaline. We need the balance, and that's why in Kathy's book she talks about eating in such a way that we're getting some acid in our bodies, but we're also getting alkaline, but so that we can balance that out and be more alkaline. Beneficial microbes also thrive on complex polysaccharides. Now, what's a polysaccharide? Polysaccharide are long-chained branched sugar chains, and these sugars are called complex because their structure is more intricate. Now, one of the things they've done in Japan, and I know we, Margaret in Tennessee had talked about, she had a little situation, I think it was on her chin or her throat area or whatever, and she started to take our immunity, and she really gave herself a wham-bam of our immunity. And one of the things that they found in Japan is that the polysaccharide is, and there a lot of those are in mushrooms, and the one that is heavy in those polysaccharides is what is called turkey tail mushrooms. Now, we've got that in our immunity, and it has been isolated and it is administrated as a part of conventional treatment of many different types of cancers. You know, I look at Nikan and all the things they do and the products that they give us for our own personal use is absolutely amazing, and this company is definitely on a high track giving us the things that we need so that we can provide our bodies, and our bodies can be put in a situation where they can be basically totally helpful. So there's another product, the immunity product. That's with all the mushrooms and everything, and how that's more exciting. And another Japanese study showed that people eating at least 3 ounces of cooked mushrooms a day had a 64% lower incidence of cancer compared to those not eating mushrooms. You know, and here we got immunity. Now, do we eat mushrooms? I do. I think they've been. I saw something the other day that kind of amazed me. And the question was, where does a shiitake come from? Is a shiitake, when it starts out, is it called shiitake? No, it's called button mushrooms. You see them in the grocery store all the time. What a shiitake, eventually, a button mushroom turns into a shiitake mushroom. Why we got, like, when we're babies, and then we're teenagers, and then we're adults. Well, that same thing happens to the button mushroom, and it kind of amazed me about that. And that's why it's so important that we eat the alkaline and the acidic. Of course, we got troublesome microbes in our bodies, too. One of those microbes, they do not produce compounds that prevent polyps. And I know as I got older in age, it was always, you better go out and get a check and to find out if I have polyps. And I needed to do that every 5 years. And here again, it's all because of the type of foods we eat. These microbes do not excrete the pH balance. If we have the bad ones that are dominant in our bodies, it doesn't allow the body to become more pH balanced. So we got to put in the type of foods that allow those that the microbe feeds on. It's just like you can take a cow and you can make that cow just go crazy by gaining weight, by feeding it grain, by giving it antibiotics, by giving it growth hormones and doing whatever. Well, that's the same basic way in microbes within our body. If we don't put the right type of foods in there, then the bad microbes become dominant and the good microbes
are not. So by eating the right things and foods that we do, we produce a better microbe. These microbes, they don't produce the bacteria of vitamin K, which means that if we don't have the good bone health, we don't have the good circulatory health that we particularly need. And our immune system becomes concerned about troublesome microbes and start crowding out the beneficial strains. It's just like we eat good foods, we eat proper type foods, our body doesn't put on a lot of fat. We eat bad types of foods, we eat sugars, we eat whatever we're drinking, the more of that kind of stuff, the more things our body puts on fat. Well, I look at that as the microbe situation. If we're eating the proper foods to make our good microbes grow within our ecosystem, then good things will happen to our bodies. And, of course, the Western diet is very simple in sugars, refined grains, juices, and animal products. Other strains of microbes specialize in fats and proteins in animals. In other words, when we eat meat, the same type of a microbe, it takes a different type of a microbe to help digest that meat than it does, say, like pineapple or a good lettuce, a good salad. So that's why we got to make sure that we do not provide as much food, that we do provide a lot of food for health food benefits. And on the TQI diet, that's the to quiet inflammation. The proportionate meal provides a simple, foolproof way to maintain healthy populations of good fiber and flora in our bodies. And when we eat proportionally, every meal provides fiber and complex sugars for our beneficial flora to eat. Basically, what we're doing by the foods that we eat, we feed our beneficial microbes at every meal and at every snack. And I don't know why, it kind of hit me when I read that. It was very important to me. We're getting closer to the time, and I'm sorry I did a lot of talking, but I had that on my mind. The other thing I've got in my mind is, you know, when Nikin produces sleep, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but, you know, sometimes none of us get the right sleep. We're working hard to build our Nikin business. We're got other things in our minds. We got other family members. We got other things that we're thinking about, and we just don't get the proper sleep. And there's been some studies that sleep that was basically done in Japan. So we're not getting enough of sleep, and basically what happens, we lower our immune system. And they did a test to where researchers squirted in the nostrils of people the common cold virus. So you would think that if someone would have squirted the virus right up your nose, you would get a cold. But no, it not necessarily is true. It all depends on our immune system. What are the most important things that our immune system needs the most? It needs rest, it needs sleep. But if you have a good immune system and you get the proper sleep, and they found that those who got good sleep had a 3 to 5 times better chance of not getting viruses. And researchers have found what appears to be the magic number of hours to sleep. A lot of people, you know, they have different hours. Some people get 6 hours, 7, 8. Some people believe 8 to 9 is best, or 10's better, or the longer you sleep is better. Well, what they found out is that those people that sleep can get a good night's sleep of 7 hours, that basically that's the best kind of sleep. And, of course, the best kind of sleep is on our Nikin mattress pads. And I believe that when Mr. Masada created this business, that was one of the other things. And the other things I want to talk to you about real quick, and I'm going to end the call on this tonight, today, and that is emotional stress on our bodies.
Let me call you later.
And that can happen in a lot of different ways. I guess I've kind of lost my trend of thought there, but, you know, certain things in our life are very important, and when we do the things that we need to do emotionally, it's sweet. It's like when Mr. Masuda here, you know, it's just like, this weekend, let's do something, all of us. You know, emotional stress is bad for us. And all of us carry that some sort of that sort of stress around. But do you realize that our body actually relates to emotions, and that has to do with whether it becomes acidic or alkaline? Just somebody walking up and putting a hand on somebody, or just giving a slight massage to the shoulders of maybe a spouse or a friend or whatever, that the body receives that, actually becomes more alkaline. I believe when Mr. Masuda did what he did in what we call a rollout, I think he understood that. I think he understood that emotionally there are things in our bodies that we can actually change the structure of our bodies and make it more alkaline and more soothing. So things like massage or a foot rub or maybe just a good handshake or maybe a hug to somebody this weekend, that even though they might not be eating the right type of food that they need to be eating and believe the way that we believe, that in turn by being kind to people, you know, Ruth's very good about that. You know, when she introduced Mary Lou the other day, or she introduces me, or she introduces people from a stage or whatever, you know, you always, that person always feels great. And actually, things in our body are changing when we hear those kind of words. So just this weekend, just maybe say something nice, give somebody a slight massage, maybe views that have spouses or whatever. And don't be kind of like a joke that I heard once, and it had to do about a lady that looked at her husband, and she says, what'd you do? And he said, what are you doing? And she said, nothing. And he said, nothing. And she says, what do you mean, nothing? You've been looking at our marriage license now for 2 hours. What are you doing? He says to her, I'm looking for the expiration date. And I thought to myself, that made me chuckle, but at the same time, it made me realize that we've got to do good things. We've got to say nice things. We've got to be good to one another. And this call, Ruth, I think, is the call that gives us that are on this call every day or as many times as we can be, whether that's once a week or whatever, that it's actually beneficial to our bodies and allows us to become better and start our days in a positive and a better alkaline, more than acidic way. And I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to thank every person that speaks up during the week. And I'm sorry I've talked so much today, but I just had this on my mind. That support group we are, a family we are, and a team we are. And the more we can build on that and get more information and knowledge and put that into effect, the better people will become, the better distributors we can become.
Well,
so that's
you,
it
Monty.
For me. Does anybody have anything you'd like to comment on or say before I wrap it up for this week?
Monty, this has been excellent, and I really testify that I know that what you have said is true. We can change everyone, or our neighbor, or our friend, or whomever is nearest, or either by phone or next to us, we can change that acid alkalinity, that stress. Is, emotional stress is what gets us the most, I think. And we appreciate you so much for what you bring to this call.
Well, I appreciate everybody that's on this call every day that speaks up, but don't speak up. You know, it's just that they're there. And to know that they're there, I think, is we all really appreciate that. For all of you. Other than that, have a great weekend. Go out and give somebody a rollout and know that not only you're making them feel good, but in their body, they're becoming more alkaline. Have a great week, and Ruth will be here on Monday with, I'm sure, some valuable information that will be important to each and every one of us. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Chaya.
Hi, Chaya.
So today was my first day, so I'm sure I missed a lot of things during the week, but whatever it was, we had just had a holiday yesterday with merriment and lots of goodies and all that, so I'm a little bit hungover. But I was hoping that there's a way of getting to some of the information that was presented this week.
Oh, yes. That was on the recorded calls.
Okay,
which
went, I went on the WebEx, and I don't know how to maneuver it.
Well, if, what you can do is if you come on 5 minutes ahead of the meeting, like on Monday morning,
right.
Or any day that you come on, and
right.
do you have you have on the letter, did I send you a letter?
I didn't
that
get
tells,
that.
Tell you how to get on?
Maybe my husband saved it. You know what? Let's just leave it for Monday. I'll look. Somebody emailed it to me, but I share an email with my husband, and sometimes my darling puts things in different places, and his
mm-hmm.
eyesight is not the best. And so where I ask him to put the Nikon stuff in the Nikon file, it doesn't always make it to them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will look
Chaya?
And see. Yeah.
What's your email address?
Moshe Chaya, M-O-S-H, C-H-A-Y-A.
C-H-A-Y-A?
Yeah. At
okay.
AOL.com.
Send you a simple link to the recorded calls.
Okay.
And they're not reviewed, but at least they are. The calls are there, and just click on the days, and you'll enjoy them.
Okay.
And that's M O S H C H A Y A, right?
That's right.
Okay. I'll send you a link so you can listen to them. Okay. And I didn't post last night's call, but I'll get that up probably tomorrow morning. Maybe tonight, but probably tomorrow morning. So for today and yesterday, okay?
That's lovely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You
great
too.
Weekend. Awesome.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do, guys.
Okie doke. Have a great weekend.
Another 2 weeks, it'll be 6 years that I've been on these calls.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you on Monday. Hiya.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.